We're holding in middle of Yitzmach Moshe. Maybe still help. We'll try to understand a little bit more of this Neurodike Tvila that we say Shabbos morning. Yitzmach Moshe b'matnas chelka ki eved nema karosaloi. We spoke already the meaning of these words. Now we say further. Klil tef'eres b'roishoi nasataloi va'omdoi Klil Tiferes, everybody understands it to mean some kind of crown, an atara, a klil. The question is a very good question, and Oitzat Tfilis brings this question in the name of Rav Chaim Volozhiner. We should say Klil Tiferes al Roshei Nosata, not Klil Tiferes bi Roshei Nosata, vikum tarayin abi Roshei. A very good question in the Loshen. If we remember the Arachamons that we say, Leil Pesach, we say also, Shadikim Yoshvim v'atreiseyem v'rosheyem, and we don't say atreiseyem al rosheyem, also a dik of Rav Chaim V'lozhiner that the Oitzat Tfilis brings. That's the same exact Loshen. We know a third place. Chazal tell us, it says in Pasik, V'ro kol ha'me'oretz k'shem Hashem nikra lecha v'yorim mecha, Tanya Rav Leza Agodol Oime, Eilu Tfilin Sheb B'rosh. It does not say in the Gemara, Eilu Tfilin Sheb al rosh. So in all three places, we understand that there has to be a Meyerdike meaning in it. To understand more, what is this Klil Tiferes that we are talking about? When is this Klil Tiferes that we are talking about? It says, Ba'omdei Lefanecha al Har Sinai. First of all, what does it mean, Ba'omdei Lefanecha al Har Sinai? It's a very interesting question. When you stood in front of me, al Har Sinai. What means Ba'omdei, when you stood in front of me? Al Har Sinai, it's very good. If you need the rhyme of Chelkoi Loi Nasatalai, when I was ninth grade, we had Bochum that said Loi, and Bochum that didn't say Loi. I remember that Rabbi Moshe Eshel Bik was my Rebbe in ninth grade. He brought a rayev that the rhyme that you say Sinoi, Sinoi has to rhyme with Loi. That's why there's a Sinoi with a comet that it rhymes, all of it rhymes. I'd like to thank you for ninth grade. A kaponim, but I didn't have to say Ba'omdoi Lefanecha, La Asina was the Ba'omdoi Lefanecha, was the Omdoi. Al-Koponim, there's a certain Kavanah here, and we have to understand what the Kavanah is. Al-Pipashtus, I will learn that this Klil Tiferes is the Karnei Hoid that it says at the end of Parshas, it says at the end of Parshas Kisisa, that Moshe Rabbeinu was Zeichet to Karnei Hoid. When was he Zeichet to his Karnei Hoid? Not by Dibris Rishonis, because by Luchas Rishonis, the Gemara says, all of Klal Yisrael had Karnei Hoid. The Gemara tells us that everybody had hoyt. The Gemara in Shabbos at Pechesam at Aleph says that everybody had hoyt. What then? After the Luchas Rishonis. When Klal Yisrael lost the Madreg of Luchas Rishonis, then Moshe Rabbeinu took the Ksarim, and Moshe Rabbeinu was Zoycha to the hoyt. So that's Klil Tiferes Bereishai. So when was he Zoycha, the Klil Tiferes Bereishai? In the Madreg of Luchas Achreinis. Not in Luchas Rishonis. We'll soon come back to the Bereishis. First, we're talking what this is. This is Karnei Hoid, Moyerdike Ksarim that he got. When? By Luchas Achreinis. Ba'omdei Lefanecha al Sinai. I will say a pshat that the Eibishter was chenin mi amatono, based on a Shtikl Sasamis that we learned last week. Asar nisyonis nisnasa Avram Avinu, va'omad bekulam. What's that? Va'omad bekulam. Omad. He stood in all of them in Taich. Why does he say Omad Bekulam? And he should say, and he did all of them. What's the Taich of Omad? What's the Taich from the word of Omad? So Asach Pshatim of Omad. The Heilige Sasemis tells us that Omad means Midas Ishtavus. That's the Taich of the word of Omad. He stood in the same Matzif. He didn't go up, he didn't go down. Omad Bekulam. In Pasuk it says, Mi Yale Bahar Hashem, Umi Yokum, Umkoim Kotshei. Da Taich in Chsidische Svarim, in Avedis Yisrael, Amendel Rimanova, the Palmy Office already brings the Taich. Mi Yale Bahar Hashem is not a problem. It's very easy to go up. Not very easy, but it's easy to go up. The Ike Mekude is Mi Yokum, Umkoim Kotshei. We'll stay up there. Because in the tendency of a person is to have ups and downs. So from the Yokum, you go back down. And it's sometimes a lot more dangerous, because everybody knows if you fall from a table, you don't hurt yourself. You fall from a tall ladder, you hurt yourself a lot more. There's a lot of times the Yetzirah is very happy to let you go up. He can let you go up very fast. Why? Because he knows you'll traskar up very fast also. I heard from the Rebbe of Yisrael, told once a bacha, What's actually sala b'malos al mizbechi? You go up with a kevesh, you go up with a plank, and not with steps. Why not with steps? Very posh. At steps you can run very fast. So you could go up the madregas very fast. You know what happens when you go up very fast? You fall also very fast. You go up slowly, you fight your way up, you stay there. Then you stay there where you are. That's the chilek. In Yiddishkeit you have to remember you can't run. Because if you run, you fall. The Yetzirah lets you run. You know why he lets you run? Because he knows he'll give you a traske, and then schapmak, that good to collapse, you'll fall down, and he has you back in his hands a lot better than before. So he what the Iker Avodin Avod Hashem is to go up, not to do this. That's miyokum b'mkoyim kotshe. To stay there. The yale is not such a big problem. Sometimes the Yetzirah helps you go yale. But the yokum, to stay there, that's the nekuda. But to stay there means to stay there, not to move. That's Tajva Ahmad Bakulam. He stood there. He stood there in that Madrega all the time. It says in the Torah Gedoisha, Avram Shov Elamokem Asher Omad Shom. When it says the davening of Avram Avinu in Parshas Vayera, the Torah Gedoisha tells us he went back after the Akedah, after the Mice of Zdoim. The Torah tells us, Vayelech Avram, Avram Shov Lemekemoi. That's the one time it says. And beforehand, when it says the Tvila of Avinu, where we learn out the Amida, Ein Amida, El Tvila, it says, Elamokem Asher Omad Shom. What does this mean, these two Lashonis? The Heilige Sasema says, Aposhet Tezach. You know what our problem is? He tells us, why doesn't a person grow from day to day? in Derech HaMelech, from the Chavis Talmidim, brings a Moir de Kemaisa. The two Talmidim of one of the Rebbe Rav HaMelech met each other. And one of them was Metamet to the other one. How do you get to where you are? I learned together you, we were both the same. What happened to you that you're up there and you're down here and I'm down here? So he answered him, you know what the difference was? We both davened. But what did we do after davening? What did we do after davening? We both got up there by davening. But what did we do after davening? Did we go back down or we stayed there? The difference is the next day. What happens the next day? The person who falls back down after davening, the next day davens again good. But where does he go? The most to where he was yesterday. But if a person builds on where he was yesterday, and the next day he goes up again, so then he builds on the next day's davening. So you grow from day to day to day. So the Heilige Sasem is Tose detach elamokoim asher omad shom. He went back to where he left off yesterday. He didn't start again. He went back to where he left off yesterday. So he got to the fourth floor yesterday. He starts from the fourth floor to the eighth floor. You go from the eighth floor, you go to the 12th floor. So you grow from day to day to day to day. That's the avodah of not falling. That means midas ishtavus. Midas ishtavus doesn't mean that you're the same by 50 that you are by 20. That means that you, every day you stay on the madrega. The next day you build on the madrega of the day before. The next day you build on the madrega of the day before. So you become lamaila. There's no maila bas kufke bas chof. The maila is that there's no difference. You grow on every day. That's kulon shavim l'teva. That's the avodah of growing kiseida and growing. That's called omad. Klal Yisrael was an Amoridika Madrega by the Matan Torah. But they fell. They fell down from the Madrega. Moshe Rabbeinu was Ba'omdoi Lefanech al Har Sinai. The Zelbe Sasemes, it says over there, Ba'omad Bekulam, will use the same Sasemes to touch here. This is not new pshat. A lot of Svarim say this kind of pshat. Oh, but that's their pshat. Ata poi amoy dimodi, go stand with me. But omdoy lefanecha Har Sinai was omad Har Sinai. He didn't fall from Har Sinai. He stayed in that madrega. So then, klil tiferes bereisha nasataloi, he got the karehoid by second luchos. But omdoy lefanecha Har Sinai, because he stood further in Har Sinai. Noyo de kizach. So which luchos are we talking about? We're not talking about the first luchos. We're talking about the second luchos. Oy bazay iz khmer de gut, vi shnay luchos avon mer de yoday, fi kosher bam shmira shabbes. The first shmir is ke kosher, she say vi kosher bam shmira shabbes. Why did they say vi kosher bam shmira shabbes? Because we're not talking about luchos rishonis. We're talking about luchos achronis. We're talking about klil tiferes bereishin and satelay. We're talking about the rigat kane hoyd. Ba'om del fenach ha'asinai. I will try to bring a raya to what I just said. I'm not sure that the raya is a good raya, but it'll at least open up a bissel the eugen on what it says in the Torah. In the Torah it says the following. The Torah HaKadosha teaches us in Parashas Kisisa, the Parasha of the Luchos. State in the Torah HaKadosha in Kapitel Lamed Beis, Pasuk Tezvav. Vayifen vayered Moshe menahar ushnei luchos ha'edus biyodoi. Luchos ksuvim, ja, shnei luchos ha'edus biyodoi. Nach der Torah Hakadosha, these luchos, Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchos. Also steht in Pasuk Kisisa. Later in Pasuk Kisisa, Moshe Rabbeinu asked for mechila for Klal Yisrael. The Torah Hakadosha says that the Eibishter said, let's make new luchos. Hayoyim Hashem Moshe psalacha shnei luchos avonim. The normal called luchos ha'edus. The Torah Hakadosha never calls them luchos ha'edus again. Now they're called luchos avonim karishenim, for kasafti ala luchos. Vayivsel shnei luchos avonim karishenim. Vayikr biyodah shnei luchos avonim. So we find that they're called luchos ha'edus, and they changed the name suddenly to luchos avonim. In Parshas Ekev, we Moshe Rabbeinu chazes over again the ganze inyan from luchos. Steht noch einmal Moshe Rabbeinu's lishenis. Steht azay, doshen azay. The alois yar lekachas luchos avonim. It says luchos avonim already here. Don't say luchos avonim on the first luchos. Vayitna Hashem alai shnei luchos avonim ksuvim beetzba lekim. And Hashem nosna alai shnei luchos avonim luchos habris. Another name luchos habris. Ve'efen ve'ered shnei luchos habris al shtei yodoi. It says shnei luchos habris again, and then it says ve'snapol, and the Rebbeinu Shloim does. That it says psalach shnei luchos avonim karishonim. It's called luchos avonim. So interesting is on the luchos ashniyos we don't find any other name, only luchos avonim. On luchos rishonim in Parshas Kisisa we only find luchos ha'edus. We don't find the name luchos avonim. In Parshas Ekev we find adoy abisul luchos avonim, luchos habris, but the nomen luchos avonim, to be called luchos avonim, we find the Iker only on the luchos arishniyos, we find luchos avonim. Is dachtema ados radiyuk that we're talking again about the luchos shniyos, we're not talking about the luchos rishonos, because it says shnei luchos avonim, and we don't say shnei luchos habris, it doesn't say shnei luchos ha'edus, it's called luchos avonim, is mashma we're talking about luchos shniyos. And it would stim, then the whole arichos aloshon of the tvila, klar kane hoyt, Klil Tveres Bereshoi, Ba'omdoi he stayed on his Madrega, Shnei Luchos Avonim, Hayod B'yodo is Luchos Shnius, because of Ben Shmir Shabbos. Now we have to explain, very good, Yodo Adiyuk in the Pasuk Nishdu, the Diyuk in the Pasuk we went through, why Taka is this called only Luchos Avonim, and why not? In Ereged Al Yohu, they said, Tvarem Nifloim Admiyed, in the Nekuda of Luchos Shnius and Luchos Rishonis, Pashat the Tait Shveta, we're only going to learn Tvarem Pshutim. What's the difference Luchos Rishonis and Luchos Shnius? Learn the psukim. In the luchos rishonos is a michtav, michtav elikim, and the avonim is also maisel elikim. Where were the avonim made? In Shamayim. So the luchos rishonos side the avonim were from the Ribbono Shel Olam, side the ksiva was in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Here it says psal lechosh ne luchos avonim. Moshe Rabbeinu had to make the luchos avonim. No more the avonim didn't come from Shemayim. The kosafti ala luchos. The ksiva of the luchos rishonis was the same like the ksiva of luchos rishonis, but the guf aluchos were different. What is pshatnet? Shteit no gedal yo dvarim nifloim admiyot. Two places it's printed. In Shavuos it's printed, and in Kisisa it's printed. Dvarim Yisodiyim. What's the difference Luchos Rishonis and Luchos Shnius? Only the Guf. In Luchos Rishonis, the Guf of Klal Yisrael was Atani Amati Elim Atem Evnei Elyon Kulchem Lemeidim V'lo Yashaykhin Cherus Mimisa Cherus Mimalach Hamoves. The Guf was already in his Dachech. So the Luchos were like Klal Yisrael. The Guf HaLuchos was Min HaShemayim, and the ksiva was min hashamayim. In the chet from Egel, our gufim fell from the madrega, so the guf of the luchos were already from lamata. The ksiva, which is connected to neshama, was from lamayla. That's the tzir of the luchos rishonos and the luchos shnios. Fashteich zeigut, that if we talk about the luchos shnios, we talk about shnei luchos avonim. Because they were avonim, they were made from down here. When we talk about luchos rishonos, avada they were avonim from Shemayim, you could call them avonim, but they're luchos ha'edus, luchos habris, because the etzem luchos also came from Shemayim. That's the difference of the luchos rishonos and luchos shnios, and that could be why the luchos shnios are called luchos avonim daiko, because avonim came from lamato. That's the nekuda of the luchos avonim, to explain the loshon of luchos avonim. I saw in a sefer from a Heintiger, a ganze binyan, I will not say over the ganze binyan because I don't know if it's meduyik, but the diyukim is kedai to say over. Here it says shnei luchos avanim hoyrid biyodoy. If a person will learn taich, what is taich biyodoy? What does the word biyodoy mean? Biyodoy means one hand, or biyodoy means two hands. The emes is that if we learn chumash, we know that yodoy could mean two hands. Where do you have a raya? From smicha. By smicha it says yodoy, and it means shtei yodov. So the word yodoy could mean shtei yodayim. But, there's a very interesting diuk. In Parashas Ekev, in the psukim that we just saw, Moshe Rabbeinu says that the luchos rishonos were al shtei yodov. Ve'efen ve'ered min ahar, v'ahar boye ve'esh, v'shnei luchos abris al shtei yodoy. And the etzvah shtei aluchis vashlichem mal shtei yodoy vashbereim leinechem. So he says that it will work on both hands. When it goes to the luchos, when we talk about the luchos achreinos, and it says that he brought the luchos, it doesn't say that he came, that it says vishnei luchos biyodi. It doesn't say al shnei yodai. So he wants to say a whole binyan, that there is a difference between luchos rishonos and luchos shnius. Luchos rishonos were with two hands, luchos shnius were with one hand. And I went and I called any of my rebbes and I asked them, is the Dhamma Kerr to such a thing? So he answered me, like I said before, that yodah is no raya, because yodah can mean both. It says b'shte yodah, he doesn't know. So the Rebbeinu Shalom said that you have to think about it. It's yodik, it's a nishkadik. So if we go back to Parshas Kisisa, and we learn Parshas Kisisa, it says nowhere in Parshas Kisisa that he brought them down b'shtei yodov. Only over there he talks about b'shtei yodov. It doesn't say that he brought them down b'shtei yodov. Vayishen, it says b'feirish, vayifen vayered moshe minahar, v'shnei luchos eidos b'yodoy. The same b'yodoy it says, b'yodi, b'yodoy. So what's the difference? It says in a kadmein, a neurodi kezach, that as long as he didn't see that Yidden did the egel, he was able to carry them with one hand. When he saw that he was able to carry the egel, the luchos suddenly became heavy, and he wasn't able to hold them. Kivishteit mechazal. That's when he took them with both hands. Is memel the ganze diik is nishka diik, but fakert both luchos itake took biyad achas, and biyodoi means yad achas yadoi kivishteit yadaim. This kadmon says that yodoi means one yad. And all over it means one yad. Only over there, when it's talking about shviras aluchos, there the Torah HaKadosh says, b'shtei yodov. So, memela, two reasons why the diik is nashka diik. If biyodoi means one, doesn't stem in Pashas Kisisa, it says, shnei aluchos biyodoi. So there, tzicha means two, if you learn that means two. So then, yuchos shnius, it could also mean two. So, memela, that diuk to make a binyan and say that, is lav davka. So we have no achra in the word biyodoi. If the word biyodoi means one, or the word biyodoy means two. Ad kan der nekuda. Let's go back now to the bir roishoy, the diuk of Rav Chaim Volozhiner, that it says, klil tiferet bir roishoy nesatalei, atraseyem bir roishoyem, and it says, by the tefillin, also the inyan that it was, tefillin bir roishoy. Aposhet tezach, aposhet te nekuda. A nekuda pshuta admiyot, which all of us realize. There's a koyach of karnei hoyt. We don't know what Kanei Hoyd were, but they were Amoridike Madrega that Klal Yisrael had Ksarim of Nasav and Nishma. First of all, let us chazer over something that maybe we spoke once, that the Heilige Goyin tells us that we all have Ksarim of Nasav and Nishma every single day. When we wear tefillin, we have the Ksarim of Nasav, Nishma. These are the two Ksarim. We have tefillin. Tefillin are a keser. Rashi, one title of Teitofa is a Lashon Keser. We know that in Tefillin there are 403 words. Tag is a Lashon Keser. Is a male Tefillin are a Keser. What are the Tefillin which Keser? Nasav and Nishma. Shabbos, we know we get back Nasav and Nishma. Tefillin and Shabbos are be'emes de zelbe. When a Yid wears Tefillin in the weekdays, he has the b'china of Shabbos on himself. That's his Keser to Shabbos. The Tefillin that he wears in the weekdays is his Keser. This Kelil Teferes, is the Zelba Klil Teferes has Tefillin now. Now we know that Tefillin and the Klil Teferes is Bamas the same. Because the Ksarim of Nasav and Nishma and the Tefillin are the same Ksarim. Now we know that all of them have the same Nekuda and all of them have nothing that they're laying on top of us. If we have no connection to them, they don't mean anything. We know that the Heilige Goyin, was once in an inn when he was in Golus, and there were goyim that were chapping the innkeeper, and the goyim walked out with his tefillin and they ran away. So they asked the goyim, "I also wear tefillin. What's the difference?" The goyim said, "Tefillin b'roshay. There's tefillin that are on the head. There's tefillin that the person had a kesher with the tefillin." The Baal HaTanya says the touch of tefillin b'roshay also. We know that the tefillin have to be in the person. Zokra b'chaim v'lozhana. Klil teferes al roisha wouldn't mean anything. Klil teferes has to be b'roisha inasata. Klil teferes b'roisha inasata. You gave it into him, not on his roish, no b'roisha. He had a connection to it. It was nivla in him. It was part of him. That's the touch of klil teferes b'roisha. As I learned Reb Chaim v'lozhana, the touch of klil teferes b'roisha. Now we will say over a moir de kevot from the Darkei Tshuva. The Darkei Tshuva wrote in the Akdoma to his Tshuva Sefer, Psicha, and in that Psicha to the Tshuva Sefer, he talks about the Yismach Moshe, and he says a very interesting Nekuda. Moshe Rabbeinu was called an Eved. Ki Eved Nemon Karosaloi, Klil Teferes Beroshe Nesataloi, Ba'om De Lefanech Alar Sinai. It's a Pshetel Dike word, but I think it's a beautiful word with a lot of Limudim that might come for us Tzenutz. It says two medrashim, let us say over. One famous medrash that all the Balidrush talk about. When Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael, the Eibishter told him, "You say Ebrono, if there's Ebrono, there's no Slachno. And if there's Slachno, there's no Ebrono." Are you doing the medrash that needs a pshat? Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Ebrono, I want to go into Eretz Yisrael." But the Eibishter, that Slachno that you wanted on Avena Egel, that Slachno will become bottle. What does one have to do with the other? One chazal. Another chazal, a meridike chazal, a chazal that's in Seif, in Medrash, in Seif Pash, in Zeis HaBaracha, a chazal says the following. Chazal says that when Moshe Rabbeinu was going to pass away from the world, Moshe Rabbeinu was chayzgetainet with Menebish that he wants to go into Eretz Yisrael. Why? B'yoymei titn scharei. A Medrash Pash Zeis HaBaracha. B'yoymei titn scharei. Not of Yana Welt, of Di Welt, of Megeben Schar. And the Rebbeinu Shalom told him, "No. What is the teretz of the B'yoymei titn scharei? What is taka the teretz? Let's see what he brings on Neuro de Kevot. He brings from Kadmainim. This Kadmainim is a Zera Shimshain. In Zera Shimshain it says, Yisoid in Drush. Yisoid in Drush, which we could know. There's a difference between a Ben and an Evet. What's the difference between a Ben and an Evet? A ben has a right to ask for schar. The halach is in Shulchan Aruch. A ben is mechuyev b'kovid aviv, only when he's mechuyev. The rest of the time, if his father wants him to work for him, he has to pay him. He can't say, "You're my son, you have to work for me b'chinam." There's no such thing. If it's not the chiyuvim from kibbut, it's a mechuyevim tzitzon. An eved, Rabbi could tell him, "Asayi mi, ve'ini zonach." So an eved is meshubit to work whether the rabbi pays him or the rabbi doesn't pay him. So kum techay sazay. Either we're avodim lamakayim or we're bonim lamakayim. If we're bonim lamakayim, we have a tviya to schar. If we're bonim avodim lamakayim, hazayimi vein zonach, you have no tviya for schar. You're avodim lamakayim, you have no tviya for schar. You can't. Yeah? Poshet the yisayt fin zera shimshin. A yisayt nifla. Yisayt nifla. Beteris ben, we have a tviya for schar. Beteris avodim, we have no tviya for schar. Komen, Moshe Rabbeinu, Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchas. Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchas. Why did he break the luchas? Because the luchas state, then in bonim lamokim. What's the problem? Bonim lamokim, you can't be moichel bonim lamokim. Somewhere the ka'avla. Bonim lamokim, they go away from the dina by the zara, bonim lamokim. It's like if you fell the eagle for your bonim lamokim. If you have bonim lamokim, there's a mokim for an eved, you can be moichel the eved. A ben, that's sorach, you can't be moichel. Where is it saying that we're bonim lamakim? Why is goy shashavas chayiv misa? Because he's mishtamish b'shavita shal melech. If we're bonim lamakim, we can be mishtamish b'shavita shal melech. So Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchos for what reason? To take away the bonim that says, where does it say bonim? Shabbos is bonim lamakim because we're mishtamish b'shavita shal melech. We're mishtamish in Shabbos. This is the anachas. Now let's see a beautiful pshat. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ebrono ve'ere, why? Because b'yoyim etitin scharei. Why was that moichel klal Yisrael? Because he made them avodim lamakim. Avodim lamakim, you don't deserve a schar. So if you're asking for schar, then HaKachach you want that it should be Borim L'Amokim. If they're Borim L'Amokim, there's no Slachna. You want Slachna. Why? Because they're Borim L'Amokim. So I was only talking Ebrana. Not attach him. Ebrana, there's no Slachna. If there's a Slachna, there's no Ebrana. Either a Borim L'Amokim or a Borim L'Amokim. Dr. Azay. Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkei ki eved nemen karasalei. Moshe Rabbeinu was called an eved. He just said, Moshe Rabbeinu was called an eved. Klil teferes b'roshe nesatelei ba'omdei lefanechal ha'asinai. It says here, anur dikishvach ha'Moshe Rabbeinu, that the chayre, there was no reason to get luchishnias. Why shouldn't we get luchishnias? Because the whole mechila becomes bottled by luchishnias. Why does the whole mechila become bottled by luchishnias? Because it gives again Shabbos. Shtei technochem on Shabbos. The Eibishter did a muyudike teiva to us. The shnei luchas havanim heard b'yadoi v'kos of them shmira Shabbos. Even though the shmira Shabbos makes a problem, the Eibishter did a matana to Klal Yisrael. And even though we shouldn't deserve Shabbos anymore, because Shabbos makes us back bonim l'amokim, so v'kos of them shmira Shabbos. That's what it says in the Agdoma from Tzvi Teferes, a hafle de kipshetel. Fregich di akashe. Kashe b'leibt kashe. Shteitach fort in luchas achreinois. That we're born in Lamokim. So if they, why does not this error again? A tain on Klal Yisrael, the slachna becomes bottle. The teretz is, as Shabbos, is chet egel taken ishda. And as ish teit neheiligis asem is a pash kisisa. Chazal zogen, kol ha-shoim is Shabbos kil chosoi, afele oivid avay de zorek edoi eno ish moichnoi. Frek de taz akasha. Mamonavshach. Did he do tshuva? He did tshuva. Didn't he not do tshuva? Did he not do tshuva? What helped me Shabbos? Mumonashach. As I fragged the Taz. So the Sasemes, the Chiddush from Shabbos is, all Averis are like after the Chet. On a lower Madrega, Chet is Poigim. You can do tshuva, but you can't go back to the beginning. You never went back to Luchas Rishonis. You did tshuva on the Egel, you didn't go back to Luchas Rishonis. Shabbos, we go back. Like we said over last week, 2 weeks ago, we get back to Luchas on Shabbos. We get back the dag of the Ksarim on Shabbos. So Shabbos is not Poigim the Chet HaEgel on Shabbos. That's the Chiddush in Shabbos. So therefore on Shabbos, if it's not Poigim the Chet HaEgel, there's no problem in getting back the Bechina of what? Of Bonim on Shabbos. Thus is the Seid that on Shabbos we get back the Bechina of Bonim. Since on Shabbos there is not Poigim the Chet HaEgel, Shabbos is Lamala from Chet HaEgel. Shabbos we have a Shaykh to Chet HaEgel. Shabbos we get back the Ksarim of Nasim and Ishma. So then you can be Bonim Lamokim because you don't need the Kapara. Agan Tzavach with Taka Avodim Lamokim. Shabbos we are Nisala to be Bonim Lamokim because that's not a Stira to our Mechila. We have no Stira to our Mechila with that we have on Shabbos. We'll end Yisrach Meisha for now with one word, a word from Rab Chaim, a Moiridike word. We end because of them Shmira Shabbos, v'chein kosev b'seresecha v'shomru b'nei Yisrael v'shabbos. What's that? V'chein kosev b'seresecha. We're talking about the Sanda Lucha. It's v'chein kosev b'seresecha. What's the v'chein? What's hotman from the v'chein kosev b'seresecha? What lies in the v'chein kosev b'seresecha? Zok Rab Chaim, what's the maila of a kosev b'em Shmira Shabbos in the Luchas? What's the maila that's kosev b'em Shmira Shabbos? Zok Rab Chaim, Luchas are called Luchas HaBris. We saw before. Luchas are called Luchas Abris. Abris means that we have a connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Abris. As a mitzvah that's a bris, is a moiridike mitzvah. It says, Oibazei anoiridike nekuda. All aseres hadibrois are a bris with the Ribbono Shel Olam. They are different than every mitzvah. Every mitzvah is not a bris. The aseres hadibrois is a bris kerusa with the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's why it's called Luchas Abris. So if Shabbos, it says in the Shnei Luchas Avonim, Shabbos is a bris. Mitzad what? Mitzad Luchas. But Shabbos is a bris for another reason. Because the Torah calls Shabbos a bris. So Shabbos is a double bris. Shabbos is a bris, Sai Mitzad, the Luchas, and Sai Mitzad, the Shabbos. Zok Rab Chaim, Shnei Luchas, Avonim, Ayer, the other, because of Mem Shmir Shabbos, that makes it what? A bris. V'chein Kosev, B'Seri, Sechav, Shomer, V'nei, Sosa, Shabbos, Lata, Shabbos, So that's the V'chein Kosev B'Seir HaSecha. That's a bris also because of the Shabbos, not only because of the Luchas. Half of a fella. Fregich dir, what do we gain from it that it's two times a bris? Very good. Very good. What do we gain from it that it's two times a bris? What is our fadins that it's two times a bris? The teretz is zeh. We know that it says in Sefer Yetzirah, brought in all Svarim, that the Rebbeinu Shlom made two brisos with Avraham Avinu. Karas lebris ben eser atzbois yodov, that's the bris haloshein, and ben eser atzbois raglov, that's bris mila. So the Eibishter made two krisis brisen with Avraham Avinu. A bris haloshein and a bris amor. So we have two brisen. We have a bris amor and a bris haloshein. Both of them. We have two connections to Rebbeinu Shlom. One in koyach hadibur, which is koyach haneshama, Adam nefesh chay leruach mamalala, and one mitzad what? One mitzad the guf. Shabbos has both koyaches in it. Shabbos has a koyach, sai in the koyach of being mekasher our gufim with the Rebbeinu Shalom, and sai the koyach to be mekasher our dibur to Rebbeinu Shalom, our neshamah to Rebbeinu Shalom. That's the double bris that there is in Shabbos. That's what lies in Rav Chaim's work. It's nicht stamps, it's noch a bris, noch a bris. So there are bris mitzad luchos, and a bris mitzad Shabbos. These two brises that there are, one bris is keneged the bris hamilo, one bris is keneged the bris haloshein. That's the two brises there are in Shabbos. And that's the reason that there is an ekudah, that's two brises. If one wants to go further, one guy can say that the koyach ha-teiro, that's the koyach of the aseres ha-dibrois, that's the koyach ha-bris haloshein, the koyach ha-bris milo, that Shabbos in itself is the koyach of bris milo. But that's the ekudah of the two brises that there are, that's the nekudah in Shabbos. So memela, that's the taich in what we say. Shnei luchos avonim are the yod because of Mashiach Shabbos, so it's a bris because of Shabbos, because of the luchos, chen kosev b'seresecha, v'shamru b'nei Yisrael, l'deroys and bris olam, mi'etz Hashem, the andre vach, we will continue.